Well, you may be one of those people who, over the past hour or so, while you've been listening to Morning Ireland, you may also have been on your phone or your laptop trying to buy concert tickets. Tickets for four concerts by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band next May in Belfast, Cork, Kilkenny and Croke Park went on sale at 8 o'clock this morning. And if you're still in the queue, or if you're wondering why people are willing to pay up to €170 for a ticket, you might like to hear this from the third night at the RDS earlier in the year. Thunder Road from the RDS in Dublin last May. And as you heard there, the crowd could sing it all on their own, which is quite some going for an album track that's almost 50 years old. Ken Sweeney, showbiz editor with The Sun, is on the line. Ken, as I was saying in the lead-in, tickets aren't cheap. He's played here many, many times over the past 38 years. So what's the enduring appeal?
Are you kidding me? It's like 3 hours. I mean, Bruce plays so many songs.
Listen, I should actually point out that I've been to see him more times than I can remember myself, starting with Slane back in 1985. But go on, you answer the question.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Bruce just plays and plays. He plays for 3 hours. You'd be so scared that Bruce would be waiting outside in the car park to play you a few more songs. The performance he puts into it, I spoke to Peter Aiken last week of Aiken Promotions, and he said, Bruce is 74, but he's in the body of a 40-year-old man. He's out there. There's no one quite like him. He's an absolute legend. And what's great is, this time he's coming back. He's playing around Ireland. Bruce Springsteen is the Pat Short of international pop stars. He loves Kilkenny. He's playing down in Kilkenny. He's playing Cork. He's playing Belfast. He's playing Dublin. I logged on at 8:10. At 8:40, I could buy some tickets. So it is working. It is going. And they're going to be great shows.
He has been ill, though, which led to part of the American tour being deferred. Is there a sense among fans that this might be the last time people get to hear him and see him with the full band?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, I've heard this so many times. I've just referred to his fitness there. It's a minor stomach ailment. And I spoke to Peter Aiken for the Irish Sun last week, and he said that Bruce is a very fit man. Bruce loves playing Ireland. I mean, and you know, there's sometimes talk about going to see Bruce overseas. Why would you do that when it's the atmosphere in Ireland? I mean, I was at the last gigs in the RDS. The crowd was singing along with him. Bruce Springsteen gets that. He's down in Leo Burdock's. He's in the long haul. He loves the place. And you get a special atmosphere when you see Bruce in Ireland, and he loves coming back here. Is it the last gigs by Bruce? I doubt it, given how fit he was and how good the performance was last time.
Yeah, you ask why people would go abroad. I suppose one of the reasons is this: tickets are increasingly expensive. Hotel rooms are incredibly expensive. And I've seen several suggestions online over the past few days from people who said that it might be cheaper to go to Cardiff or Sunderland or somewhere nearby.
Well, I'd rather get the points up the long haul than go and see him in Dublin. Bruce Springsteen, speaking to Rolling Stone, described the ticket prices on his tickets on this tour. It's about €150, I'd say, is totally affordable. He's talking about totally affordable ticket prices. It's an atmosphere in Dublin. It's Ireland. I mean, listen, I spent a long time living in England. I came back to live in Ireland because I love living in Ireland. If I was going to see Bruce Springsteen, I'd rather see him in Ireland. If it's an extra 20 or 30 quid, I don't mind paying that extra bit.
There is a broader issue here, though, isn't there? About ticket prices and about the way they've gone up and up and up over the past few years.
Well, I think people will pay out money to see legends. And I mean, I was just looking at the Twitter feed there. People are talking about they're getting together with their school friends to go and see Bruce playing on this tour. It's a legend. You're going to see somebody, you know, like you're going to see an absolute legend, an absolute megastar. And I think people are prepared to pay out the money for that sort of experience. And I like it this time, Bruce. There's no VIPs. There's no gold circle. There's no signing up, you know, to some sort of fan club list or pre-registering or anything like that. The people who went online this morning were able to buy tickets. And I think that's great. And I think that's very much in who Bruce is and the sort of performance he's putting it on, how he treats his fans.
I take it you'll be going yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. Ken Sweeney there, showbiz editor with The Sun. It's a minute to nine.